I'd like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on House Bill 111 to order at 9 a.m. Today is Friday, June 9th. Members present, the Senate Chair, Senator Kathy Geisel, Senator Burt Stedman, and Senator Donnie Olson. On the House side, Representative Dave Tallarico, Representative Andy Josephson, and myself, Chair Representative Tarr. Because it's a House bill, we'll be chairing the committee and working closely with the Senate Chair on all matters. This is the conference committee for the committee substitute for House Bill 111 Finance, effective date failed, and the Senate committee substitute for the committee substitute Finance. As a conference committee, we're operating under Uniform Rule Number 42. Today is an organizational meeting, and we will vote on the adoption of either the House version of House Bill 111 or the Senate version of 111. And to begin our work today, then, I will entertain a motion to adopt the House committee substitute. Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 111 Finance. For reference, it is version 30-LS0450/LA.
Object. And Ms. Tillinghast, would you please call the roll?
For the House, Representative Josephson.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Two yay and one nay for the House. For the Senate, Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Geisel?
No.
I have one nay and two nay for the Senate.
Thank you, Ms. Tillinghast. So by a vote of one senator in favor and two senators opposed and two representatives in favor and one representative opposed, the conference committee has failed to adopt the House version of House Bill 111. Now I'll entertain a motion to adopt the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for 111 Finance. Senator Geisel.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 111 Finance. For reference, it is version 30-LS0450/Quebec.
Object. Ms. Tillinghast, would you please again call the roll?
For the House, Representative Josephson?
No.
Representative Tallarico?
Yes.
Representative Tarr?
No.
The House has one nay and two nay. For the Senate, Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Geisel?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Tillinghast. So by a vote of two senators in favor and one senator opposed and one representative in favor and two representatives opposed, the conference committee has failed to adopt the Senate version of House Bill 111. So at this time, what we will do is plan to work to see where we might find points of agreement. And so that will be the topic of our next meeting, where we'll walk through both versions of the bill. Members have been provided with documents that compare both versions, and this is also available to members of the public and is also on BASIS. So it organizes by issue area the two versions of the bill, because there are sort of multiple issues dealing with, for example, the minimum tax. So that's what we'll be working towards, figuring out between the two versions what we can accept, and then potentially, you know, find way to compromise on the remaining parts. So if we can provide any information to any members of the public or any other legislative offices, please let us know. And again, that's available on BASIS. So if there isn't any further business to come before the conference committee, any comments from anyone? Okay. Yes, Senator Stedman.
Your expectation of timing of the next meeting, is that to be Monday or so? Or?
As soon as possible, and I think everybody is available Monday. So if that's the soonest we can meet, that works. If people prefer the weekend, we could also pursue that. I don't know if
Monday will work.
Is Monday best?
We can discuss that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, that sounds really good. So likely Monday, if not further notice. But we have, not that we're required to, but we have posted the meeting on BASIS, so we'll try and do that. And so that way people can keep track on BASIS as well. Thank you, Senator Stedman. Okay, if there's no further business, then we will adjourn this meeting at 9:04 a.m. Thank you.